Hey, it's your girl Angela from Winning Today with Angela with a new podcast. Be bold, be you, most of all, be kind. Start tasting your words before you serve them to someone else. As we educate, as we inform, as we have a little fun during this time. Stay tuned, tell a friend, and hey, let's get it.
Even if we don't see it now, take a chance and try it out. If something's holding you back, then leave it in life. Be bold and be you. Just be bold.
Good day, good evening, wherever you may be while you are listening to this broadcast. This is your host, Angela Wynn, right here at Elevation Radio Network with the Be Bold Podcast, where all we do is elevate and we win no matter what the circumstance may be. But we have a phenomenal guest. You know I bring nothing but the best to the table. But we have a woman of God in the room with us. And I kind of put her on the spot. I'm just going to go ahead and tell her myself. But she is the lady. She is the evangelist. She is the woman of God, the minister, the teacher that God has put into position to be able to handle the weight, no matter what that weight may be. She is the one that can handle it and bring forth new light, revelation, fresh revelation from the Word of God. But I am so glad to have her in the room with us, Evangelist Burnett, and I am so glad to have her in the room, my God, Argentina. But hey,
amen.
Evangelist Burnett, and I tell you, you can find her on social media. And she'll give you where you can find her in the links. But I just brought her in the room because I wanted you to hear her voice, because you are going to hear her more and more and more. There are some great things that we're getting ready to do that God has given us to bring forth, and we're going to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Right, woman of God?
Amen. Amen. It's true an honor and a privilege to be here. I am so honored, a woman of God, for just allowing me to be here on tonight. It's an honor and a privilege to be with you all tonight.
Amen, amen. She didn't know that I was going to pull her in the room, y'all, because I knew I was sitting here and the Holy Spirit was just tugging on me. He said, this is the moment. So I need, woman of God, I want you to pour from your heart. I know that you are going to be dealing with relationships, the singleness, the married people, just relationships and how they need to get in the room and learn how to enter in properly, or hey, even make a proper exit if needed, right? So I want you to share with the people, share with the body of Christ, for those that may be listening that's in that place they call stuck. They just don't know what to do in their relationships.
Amen, amen. First of all, again, I give honor to Lord Jesus Christ today, who is the head of my life. Again, thank you. This is such dear to me, amen. No, God is a good God. He's still on the throne. He's still in control. So whatever you may find yourself, whether you're single, waiting on God, married, divorced, separated, know that whatever you're looking for, the true fulfillment only comes from the Lord. Amen. The Word of God says, I believe in Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him or submit to him, and he will make your path straight. So whatever may be, amen, if you are single, listen, ladies, single ladies, trust the Lord. Because I have to trust the Lord when I was waiting on God for the man, the man of God that God has for me. He is the best, hallelujah to God, matchmaker ever. But no matter where you find yourself, single, married, divorced, separated, the only true fulfillment is found at the feet of Jesus. Amen. True fulfillment, hallelujah, is not when you're single, when you're married, true fulfillment only comes from a true relationship with the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah to God. So don't be discouraged if you're a singer and you're still waiting for that one. Trust in Him. Totally trust in Him. Hallelujah. Don't lean unto your own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. If you are married and you're struggling in your marriage, listen. Hallelujah to God. Being married for, what, 25 years? Listen, we went through it. It wasn't always easy. But the thing that I've learned is that I have to learn to trust the Lord. I have to stay in my prayer closet in order for that relationship, to marriage to really, hallelujah, to be fulfilled and to find the true happiness in our relationship. If it wasn't for the Lord, hallelujah, if my husband and I, if we don't have a relationship with the Lord, it's chaos. So we learn how to depend on God in all situations. Is it perfect? No. We have disagreements. Yeah, it's just part of being married, because two people are so different, a woman and a man, that we think different. Our ways are different. Amen. So we're going to have challenges. We're going to have arguments. Hallelujah. But the thing that we cannot forget is that, hallelujah to God, don't forget to go back to the Lord to pray in whatever situation, whatever problems you may be having in your marriage. It is a choice. It is a choice to be happy in that marriage. It is a choice to be happy if you're single. Amen. If you are, hallelujah, divorced, hallelujah, God still, hallelujah, is not through with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Like I said, true fulfillment, hallelujah, you can only find true fulfillment and happiness, hallelujah, if you have, you learn to put trust in God, Jesus first. Put Jesus first in everything that you're doing. Amen.
Wow. Amen. Amen. Woman of God, I was listening to you to speak and minister, per se, and I hear wisdom. And the scripture, yeah. Proverbs 13:20 came and said, walk with the wise and you become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm. You are wise.
Yes.
So this is a moment in time for those that may be, hey, having some challenges, yes, in their relationships, or whatever it may be. This is a time for them to connect and walk,
amen,
with the wise, because when you,
yes,
hey, when you walk with the wise, you become wise, right?
Wise.
So those are, amen, some things that you went through, some roads, some challenges you had,
oh,
you and the man of God, that I'm pretty sure that you all can share some, oh God, some sight. And people,
oh, yes,
look when they see y'all beautiful faces, they'll say, like, what? Not you. Y'all look,
yeah,
like y'all don't have, your relationship seems flawless. But that comes through everything that you just poured from your heart.
Yes.
That's how y'all to the point to where you are. Because I'm pretty sure that you had to connect with some people that was full of wisdom, that had to pull,
yes,
you all out of some dark spots that you may have been in. But now,
yes,
look at the Lord. Look at what God has done. And we know that there's nobody but Him. So, you know, even,
yes,
through all of that, through your going through, there were some times that you had to be completely humble. You had to be gentle. You had to be patient. You had to,
yes,
bear some things, you know, bear with one another in love to make the connection solid. And that's what we need in these days, solid relationships, be it marriage,
yes,
whatever it is. You want your relationships to be solid, because that's the,
yes,
only thing that we have to stand on that's solid is the Word of God. So if you base it off of God's,
yes,
Word, and you stay true to the Word of God and stay true to each other and unify, how can two walk together unless they agree? And
agree.
You
agree, amen.
Hey, you are destined to win. We are fighting,
yes,
a fixed fight. It's already won. God has already took,
amen,
care of it. We just have to do what we're supposed to do on our end. Right, woman of God?
Amen. Amen. Like, you know how people say, you know, you see the glory, but you don't know the story. Amen. Yes. Oh God, yes. But in all that God is doing, yeah, you're gonna go through some tests and trials, amen. But know that when you are going through those tests and trials, it is where God is making you, perfecting those things that need to be perfected, amen, in Him. Because we want to be like Him, whether you're single, married, wherever you find yourself, the final goal is being like Him, amen, before He comes. We are all trying to be like Jesus, amen.
Right, amen, amen. Well, woman of God, before we release the line, I want you to take this moment and pray for someone out there that may be struggling. And, hey, we're that lifeline tonight, okay? So we don't want anyone to feel like they're alone, because you're not alone. You have men and women of God that's here to stand with you, to guide you, to give you the word of God, because that's the heaven and earth shall pass away, but the only thing that's going to remain is God and His word. Amen. So, woman of God, pray for someone that may be out there that's having that struggle.
Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank You, for this is the day that You have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we ask You, Father God, in the name of Jesus, whoever is listening to this broadcast, Father God, whether they are single, married, divorced, whatever, hallelujah, they find their situation may be, Father God, we know that You are the only one that we can put our trust in, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for You are our healer, Father God. Maybe they are depressed, Father God. Maybe they are lonely, Father God, but we know that we're standing in Your word, for Your word is true. Your word said that You are the way, the truth, and the life, Father God, that we can depend on You, Father God. So I want to touch each and every one of the people that's listening to me. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, You touch them, Father God. I pray healing, wealth, and strength, Father God. I pray, hallelujah, supernatural healing, Father God, supernatural strength in their body, whatever they may be that they're going through right now, hallelujah. Touch them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Father God. You said in Your word, Psalms 102:7, I believe, that You sent Your word, Father God. Oh, hallelujah, and You healed them in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Your word is true and powerful, Father God. We thank You, Lord, Father God, because in Your word we can find healing. We can find deliverance. We can find salvation. And all we have to do is submit to You, Father God.
Oh, my God.
In the name of Jesus. All we have to do is repent, Father God. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if My people, which are called by Your name, will humble themselves and pray and seek Your
face. My face,
God, and turn from your wicked ways. That's we got to turn from our wicked ways.
Oh, my God.
And He will forgive our sins, and He will heal our land. He will heal our life. Heal our finances.
Yes, God.
Heal
yes,
our
God.
Family.
Yes,
hallelujah, to God.
Hallelujah,
there is
Lord.
Healing in the name of Jesus. There is forgiveness in the name of Jesus. There is salvation in the name of Jesus. There is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. And that saving name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on and receive and believe the word and receive. Hallelujah, God. Your healing today. Hallelujah. Not tomorrow, not next week, but today.
Lord. Yes,
this
Lord.
Hour,
yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
God
Lord.
Is just waiting for us. Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
Here
yes,
I am, Lord.
Lord
God.
Oh,
oh
my
hallelujah.
God.
I lay my heart before
yes,
You, Father
Lord.
God.
Yes, Lord.
Mind, body, and soul. I
mind,
present
body,
my body
soul,
a living
yes,
sacrifice.
God.
Holy and acceptable
yes,
unto You,
God.
Which
yes,
is our
Lord.
Reasonable
so
service, Father God. I want to
Lord.
Be, oh God, be used by You, Father
yes,
God.
Lord.
Hallelujah
yes,
to God. I want You to tell me, Lord God, well
Lord.
Done,
yes,
my good and
yes,
faithful
Lord.
Servant. We
yes.
want to be a part of the bride without spot
yes.
or wrinkle.
Yes,
so help us, Lord God, to live
help
a holy. Hallelujah, for God
help
said,
us, Lord.
Be holy, for He is
for I am holy.
Holy.
Hallelujah,
yes,
Lord God.
Hallelujah,
Lord
name,
Jesus.
Father. We thank
Lord
You, Lord, in advance
thank
for Your
you, Father.
Healing power, Lord
thank
God.
You,
we thank
God.
You, Lord God, for Your, oh God, in the name
Father,
of Your
yes,
delivering power, Lord God. We thank you. It is done. The word of God
is done in the name of Jesus.
This week, a holy week, Father God. It is finished. Hallelujah to God. It is done. It is written.
It is done, O God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. We give you glory. We give you glory, Lord God.
Oh, my God. Burn the Holy Ghost. Burn anything that's not like you in the Holy Ghost. Your heart burning for Jesus.
Hallelujah, Father. We give you glory, Lord. We give you glory, Father. We know that there's nobody like you, O God. We give you glory, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. And it is so, O God. It is so, O God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Well, hallelujah. We pray that hallelujah. Those of you that's out there that's listening, and if it was you, maybe it was somebody that you know, go out and share this broadcast with them.
Thank you, Father.
Share it and share it because we need a deliverance. No man is exempt. We all need Lord. Deliverance and have to stand before God and his word.
Hallelujah.
We got to stay there. And I pray Lord. Right now that you that you've received and that not just received, but you're gonna listen with the intent to do what the word of God says. And that's going to give you the victory that you need in your relationships, in your life, whatever it is. It may be a relationship with your children or your family, whatever it is, God is the one that's in control. But we have to place ourselves in position.
Yes.
We have to position ourselves. Let our posture be a posture of prayer and praise. Stand before God and his word. But woman of God, I do appreciate you so much for stopping in and passing by. It won't be the last time. We have more and more and more.
Amen.
What God is pouring out, and we're just going to be obedient and do what he says.
Thank
so those
you,
of you that's out there listening, take the time, like I said, and share this out. Woman of God, how can they find you? How can they get in contact with you? I know that you're on Facebook. But what is your name? How can they locate you?
Well, my Facebook name is Argentina Barnett on Facebook. And also you can find our church on Facebook. It's Righteous Global Anointed Ministry. Amen. And, those are the two platforms that God is using for right now. The other ones is in the making, so yes.
Amen, amen. And you said the right key. Look, you said it before I could, as for right now. Because there are more to come, but I do appreciate you, woman of God. I love you so much. I love the anointing that's upon your life, and I pray that God continues to bless you, your husband, your church family, your ministry, because it is so powerful, and I tell you, oh my God, God is doing something, and we're just going to be obedient and do what he tells us to do, amen. But I do love you, and I appreciate you, and we will connect later. But those of you that's out there, thank you for tuning in to Be Bold Podcast right here with Angela Nguyen on Elevation Radio Network, where all we do is elevate. Have a great night.
Amen. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for tuning in to Be Bold with Angela Nguyen on Elevation Radio Network. We hope today's episode has inspired you to embrace your boldness and continue on your journey of success. Remember, you have the power to overcome any obstacle and achieve great greatness. Until next week, keep winning and stay bold and never stop reaching for the stars.